Greyhound racing has been on a downward trend for decades. Only 7 states still have the sport, and most of the tracks are in one state, Florida. NPR's Greg Allen reports that Florida's legislature is now considering a bill that could be the death knell for the industry.
It's a weekday afternoon at the Mardi Gras Casino in Hallandale Beach near Fort Lauderdale. Inside, some players are at the card tables, but most of the action is around the slot machines. The slot machines and card games are relatively new here. For most of the 80 years it's been in existence, the casino was known as the Hollywood Kennel Club, later as the Hollywood Greyhound Track. Outside, only about a dozen people are in the grandstand, but the dogs are on the track. Handlers lead out the greyhounds. The dogs get excited as they're loaded into their starting boxes. And then the race begins.
Here comes Dixie! And our way to go, that one patient's bones right to
8 greyhounds are running, and it's the first of 18 races. As a sport, greyhound racing's best days were probably 50 years ago, when in most areas, horse and dog tracks were the only legal gambling outside of Las Vegas. In recent decades, many greyhound tracks have closed. Concerns about how the dogs are treated have led many states to ban greyhound racing. Today, 13 of the remaining 24 tracks are located in Florida. But a bill making its way through the legislature may soon reduce that number.
What I'd like to see is the state of Florida coming to the 21st century.
Maria Sachs is a state senator who's working to pass a bill that would lead many of Florida's tracks to stop racing greyhounds. For several years now, the legislature has allowed most of the tracks to also run poker rooms. A few, like the Mardi Gras Casino and other tracks near Miami, also have slot machines. Sachs's bill would allow them to keep the slots and the card games even if they eliminate greyhounds. She says it just recognizes a fact. Greyhound racing is a dying industry.
The attendance has gone down. The treatment of the dogs, of course, has gone down as well because they're not making any money anymore.
There's not much dispute about the economic facts. In Florida, the amount bet on dog races is a third of what it was just a decade ago. A consultant's report to the legislature found only a few tracks still make money on greyhounds. For the rest, the dogs are a loss leader that allows them to continue operating their profitable card rooms and slot machines. Sachs's bill has been gathering steam in the legislature, in part because it's supported by groups like the Humane Society and others concerned about how greyhounds are treated. Between last May and February, 95 greyhounds died at tracks in Florida as a result of illness and injuries. At the Mardi Gras track, the first race has just run. Trainer Alan Murray is walking one of the racers, a brindled black and tan greyhound named Musical Chairs.
That's Chairs.
How did he do?
Yeah, he did well. He ran third.
All right, so he made some money on this one.
Yeah, he made money. He did good. He tries hard.
Murray has a law license and an economics degree. He and his wife, a veterinary assistant, raise greyhounds. Like most in the industry, he angrily rejects charges that his dogs aren't treated well. Yes, as in any industry, he says, there are bad apples. But even with declining purses, Murray says there's no incentive for owners and trainers to cut corners when it comes to taking care of their greyhounds.
If you're cutting corners, you're not making money. You don't get paid unless your dog runs fourth or better. If you cut corners, then that guy next to you is going to whoop your butt.
Jack Corey, a lobbyist for the Florida Greyhound Association, believes the real issue is that some greyhound tracks want to become full-fledged casinos.
They think if they do away with live racing, then the legislature will chip away and give them slot machines this year, table games next year, and you will have 13 casinos operating in the state of Florida.
At the Palm Beach Kennel Club, Vice President Joe Rooney says concerns that the bill being considered by the legislature may kill dog racing aren't warranted. Some tracks will close, he says, but his is one of 3 or 4 that will keep racing.
I think actually you would just end up with better dogs, better kennels, better operators, and I think we would still have plenty of dogs to meet our requirements.
Even Rooney concedes, however, that the days of greyhound racing appear to be numbered. In Florida, the legislature is considering an overhaul of the state's gaming code, one that may open the way for big resort casinos in South Florida. That's competition that even the fastest greyhounds are going to find hard to beat. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.